Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. Today, we're going to be talking about making waves. We're going to have an interview with Kongsberg Digital Canada. Our special guest is Owen Brine, and he's the sales director with Kongsberg Digital Canada. Owen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I know you guys get involved in a lot of the digital, the K-SIM maritime simulation systems that enable to provide efficient and realistic training for students, and it helps the crew to build vital skills, and it also promotes safety and cost efficiency and sustainability in operations at sea. Before we started the show, we were talking a little bit about what's the one thing that you want to really leave our listenership and readership with about what Kongsberg Digital is doing. And you'd said, you know, it's about the possibilities at play in moving forward in the future and working with the future of naval training and strategies. So why don't we begin there? Can you tell us a little more about that, Owen?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Royal Canadian Navy, not unlike any other, you know, modern Navy, is looking at how can they achieve efficiency in their training. And I actually had a great conversation, a number of years back now, about 5-6 years ago, with one of the project directors within Director of Naval Requirements. And he was talking about how fourth generation is a capability in and of itself. So if you think of that flash to bang, the time that it takes to take somebody, some neophyte out of high school and train them to be a naval captain. All that is required to do that of a modern Navy to get there, it takes time and it takes money. And if there are ways to do that efficiently in a, you know, faster way that can still result in a highly competent naval warfare officer, then you want to seek that. And that's at the individual level. And then we get to the collective team training. How are the tools that are out there being leveraged to do crew training? So we're often looking at the bridge team, so bridge resource management. We're looking at the full crew resource management. And often in the warships, we're looking at the bridge team communicating with the ops room, the bridge team communicating with the MCR, the machinery control room. And it's all about that effective communication. And are there ways out there that we can bring these training tools together to make that more efficient? And Kongsberg is just perfectly suited, given our over 50 years of simulation and training, to meet that need. We've been training the Royal Canadian Navy, providing trainers to the Royal Canadian Navy for over 25 years, the ship bridge simulators, the ones that are located at NOTC Venture and the ones that are located at the Naval Fleet School Atlantic on the East Coast. So that's over 18 bridge simulators that are there to support the Navy training, so quite a bit. And we also support all the 24 Naval Reserve Divisions with desktop trainers. So we've been there on the bridge front for 25 years. But when we look at CSC, we look at the future naval training strategy, how is the Navy going to train towards that? And how are they going to train the crews? We, in addition to our ship bridge simulators, we have engine room simulators, we have crane simulators that are perfectly suited for doing replenishment at sea training, crane simulators that are good for doing boat launch recovery, anything to do with that mission bay that they're going to have in the Type 26. And it all can be completely interfaced because it's all within the Kongsberg family. So that whole challenge that you sometimes get of third-party simulators, how do you make them talk? That goes away. And you're able to get a full comprehensive, full warship trainer all in one package. So there's a lot of possibilities. And sometimes people say, I'm a bit of a product evangelist. And that's true. Like I was mentioning before the show, I was in the first class to go through in the simulator back in 1997 when I was a naval cadet in the Navy. And I went through the whole simulation training all the way up to the getting my surface command qualification using the simulator. So I've had a lot of experience in the Navy with it. And then in the last 10 years in industry, I've had a lot of experience in industry looking at how we can leverage simulators to bring training, both on the commercial side, but particularly given my background in defense. And there are an incredible amount of possibilities that are out there.
Well, I mean, you guys have a long history in working with Canadian maritime training for sure. The Coast Guard, the RCN, pilot groups, nautical schools. From the time that you went through simulation training, it's had to have changed a lot. And I would imagine we could touch on a little bit Is there going to be a role for AI? We're talking a lot about virtual stuff too. How do you think that's going to change and evolve?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the part where I get a bit of an evangelist, because I love that stuff. I geek out on that stuff. when I first went to the military college, I went to go study computer science because I wanted to get into virtual reality. I became a naval warfare officer and had my career in the Navy, which was great. Saw the world, several NATO missions and stuff. But now that I'm back into this, the industry side of things, I'm now trying to take my navigation background, my naval warfare officer background, apply that in how do we build better simulators? How do we take what I went through with basically the blue pixels and the green pixels, big triangles, to where we're at now? When we look at the rendering that we're able to do, and it's not just in the visual. I mean, some people think of simulation as in gaming, but one of the big differences, and we look at it, is that reliability, that fidelity and accuracy that's in a simulator. When we're looking at that world, that simulated virtual world, we are pulling in very realistic, high fidelity, high data, current data, wind data, GIS data. So the whole mapping, terrain, bathymetry. We're even looking at things like the sound velocity profile in the simulator for how it's going to impact our sensor suite. It's just, sometimes I find it actually still now mind-blowing, being in the simulation industry, what we are able to measure and work with. So you mentioned AI. AI is a bit of a term that I find is somewhat misused, is kind of like the latest business buzzword. Yeah. At this stage, I prefer more like machine learning or rules-based behavior within the simulator. But we're seeing some great things that are happening where all of this data is in the simulator. And it's that whole taking data into knowledge to gain insight. The data is in the simulator, and now we're parsing out that data, and we're working with other industry partners in Canada to take that data and analyze it, and then give you basically some feedback as to how you're doing. Is Owen doing well compared to his cohort? Is that whole cohort doing well compared to the last cohorts, the East Coast, West Coast? Now you're starting to get some knowledge as to how good the training is going in that feedback loop, and you can improve the entire training program by taking that data and working with it. So there's lots that is happening on that front, and it's actually incredibly exciting because now we're putting metrics behind the training and subjectiveness as well.
Well, it's crucial in preparation. It's probably crucial, that type of real-time data, when you have to make decisions at sea. I'd be curious to ask you, the training data, is that shared internationally with other countries, like for competing or for knowledge purposes to improve? Does it have that kind of language opportunity?
Yeah, you'd have that kind of language opportunity. Typically, what we would do when we look at those exercises, when we do those exercises, those are owned by the client. So the client has that data, that's theirs to analyze and work with as they so wish. So there's that side of it. We provide the simulator. We provide the ability to create the exercises. And that's one thing I came to learn over a while that wasn't necessarily the way a lot of other things worked in simulation and training is it truly is like an open world. We'll give the models, the ships, the vessels. So we've done the entire Royal Canadian Navy fleet. We'll do databases, so areas. So we'll do all of Canada. We do a lot of international areas. So now Canada can take that and say, okay, well, what type of training do we want to do? Do we want to do navigation training in around the Straits of Juan de Fuca, in around that area on the West Coast, where the West Coast has a lot of the kind of basic NWO training, naval warfare officer training? Or do you want to do a higher level kind of crew training working within the bridge level of it, and you want to do some type of a force protection training going through the Straits of Hormuz or some other strait that you want to.
So I'd be curious, how is Kongsberg going to support other naval force generation beyond naval warfare officers?
The great thing is right now we're looking at naval warfare officer. Okay. So that's why the simulator was purchased, to train what was the Mars officers, training the naval warfare officers. But the thing is, on that ship bridge simulator, you could be training a bosun. You could be training a naval communicator. So the bosun could be learning how to drive a rib. Because within the simulator, it's the same operating system. All we're doing is changing the model. So instead of being in a frigate, within 15 to 20 seconds, you're now driving the new MRB. You're driving a Zodiac, you're driving a rib, whatever craft it is that you want to be driving. Now you're driving that in a matter of seconds. You're now training another operator. So that was the bosuns, the naval communicators. The whole system is fitted out with IMO level standards of a communication suite of VHF, UHF to get to that GMDSS level of that international accreditation level for doing communications training. Our naval communicators can train on that. The NCI ops can train on radar training. It keeps going. You literally could go across pretty much all of them. Safe, maybe the cooks, but all the operator trades, there are facets of the simulator that you could be leveraging to promote your training.
So in other words, the simulators will help to better prepare Navy personnel for the challenges at sea. And there's cross-training too.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things that, where I get my passion, or I get my, find your why is what are we doing? What are we contributing to? And I look at how can we better train our sailors for that hazardous duty that is out there. The natural element of conducting operations at sea, there's an element of risk in that and danger in that. So how can we better prepare them for that? How do we better develop mental models so that they can react in those what-if situations? And with that high fidelity level simulation, it really is limited to our imagination as to the scenarios that we can create and put the participants through their training.
Wow. So how is Kongsberg's products differing right now from the competition in maritime simulation? What's your edge, do you feel?
Accuracy. Absolutely, it's accuracy. When you look at the hydrodynamic model and the accuracy of how that works, and if we think of the complexity of take different vessels and put them in the water, take an LNG vessel, take a ferry, take a catamaran, take now a warship with a fine cut bow versus a more of a bulbous bow, all of these different shapes are going to move through that body of water differently. Now you add another layer of currents, of tide, of wind, all of the bathymetry. Now, if you're in shallow water, what is the shallow water effect? Is it going to have a bank effect? What about the ship-to-ship interaction as two ships are passing head-to-head or ship is overtaking? All of the physics and hydrodynamics that are happening at play there, to accurately measure that is very difficult. And one of our great elements of pride is just recently we've launched a new product of K-Sim Fastcraft, which takes all of those levels of hydrodynamics and focuses really narrowly on how does a small boat move through the water? Because a rib moves through the water far differently than a frigate or a destroyer. Just the effect of the wave, the bouncing, that wave slamming effect or chine effect when you're moving much further and faster, it moves differently. So to accurately measure that is incredibly difficult. And it's not, being a Kongsberg employee that I believe this. I just honestly do believe there is nothing that can hold a candle, especially on the fast craft with respect to hydrodynamics. The hydrodynamics are so accurate that our simulator is being used in studies around the world, and in particular in Canada. Studies were done in around the Port of Vancouver, and using the high fidelity environment that was in that, Transport Canada actually changed the traffic separation scheme leading into the Port of Vancouver to more accurately make a de-risk for the large vessels going into Vancouver. The Port of Vancouver also started to change basically when vessels would enter and leave the harbor based on the data that was analyzed within the simulator working with the British Columbia Coastal Pilots. It's absolutely fascinating the level of detail that you're able to get into, and then the studies you're able to do with it and the results you're able to get out of it is just phenomenal.
There's just so many innovations going on, and technology is playing such a big role. I think our listenership and readership would really appreciate if you could comment on two areas. If you're able to share with us some of the innovation solutions, like the one you just did that Kongsberg is working on. And then what's your prediction 12 to 24 months from now in your industry?
Now, the innovations is, again, it's up to your imagination for a lot of things, but innovative solutions, one of the big areas is this taking this data and working and crunching it and analyzing it. So we're working with Canadian industries on how we can do that. When we look at that high fidelity data and expanding that to these different roles of bringing in the virtual reality and looking at that. And even within that, though, we recognize there's a time and a place for it. When you take a look at the VR, when you put on those VR headsets, there are people that get VR sickness. So it's not the panacea. That sometimes things come out and they're like super fancy, but the reality is, okay, you know, what are the pros and cons of this, and can we apply it in different use cases? So there is a time and a place for VR, but it's not the panacea to it. There's a time and a place for cloud. We've recently just launched Case and Navigation Cloud. So everything that we've been doing over the last 50 years, about 2 to 3 years ago, just before COVID, there had been a surge of we have to be able to reach everybody anytime, anywhere. So we've launched this product, Case and Navigation Cloud, and the engine room in the cloud. So all of this navigation and engine room training, you don't have to be at a simulator site to do it. You can do it at home. You can be at Starbucks and log into a laptop and work through it there. So truly anytime, anywhere, you can progress with your training. Coming back to the point, though, it comes down to the training needs analysis. What times are great for doing in the cloud, and what times you need a 360 full mission bridge simulator that would help you.
And the future?
Future's endless. When you think about it, often I just get fascinated about it. You think of the old Star Trek, the holodeck.
Yeah.
We're in a lot of ways, we're eking right into that element already. When we look at some of our full mission bridge simulators of using 4K projection systems that are completely mapped out, you could do a one-to-one of the Type 26, one-to-one of that bridge, walk into there, have the entire consoles the way they're completely fitted out on the real ship, bring in your crew, and before that ship even sails, have had that crew spent time on that bridge in an exact replica of the bridge, including the bridge wings, and practice berthing and unberthing, practice maneuvering with tugs, practice force protection scenarios. They can work through a lot of the whole, the ship crewing, and they call it the watch and station build elements within that whole warship trainer. You're doing it all right there before the metal is even cut. And you're working through that stuff and then perhaps even making changes to the actual warship itself before it's delivered.
That's incredible. I definitely look forward to seeing that. It's just amazing. You've been listening to Vanguard Radio. Our guest today has been Owen Bryan, sales director with Kongsberg Digital Canada. We've really covered a lot of ground, a lot of innovation related to simulation training, but so much more than that. We've covered machine learning, we've covered AI, we've covered what the future looks like, and it's been fascinating to say the least. Owen, I want to thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Vanguard Weekly podcast series, CGE Weekly podcast series, Vanguard Radio podcast, and CGE Radio podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not represent those of Vanguard or any affiliated media products, their employees, or owners. Vanguard Magazine, Canadian Government Executive Magazine, and its affiliates are not responsible for and do not verify for accuracy any of the information contained in this podcast series. This podcast may not be copied or distributed without express written approval of Promotive Communications, Inc., PCI. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast without consent from PCI. PCI assumes no liability for activities in connection with this podcast or for use of this podcast with any other website, computer, or playing device.